Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
We're talking to play-by-play man Kevin Harlan. You're the best when it comes to play-by-play of life.
We're sending Marshall Harris to D.C. to run on the field.
Come on, Marshall. Bring it home, baby. We're ready for you.
The Raheemy Harrison Grody Show, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
First and goal. The young guy gets it and walks in. Touchdown, Chicago.
When they know he's coming with that full head of steam, no way they're going to stop him there at the half-yard line. Impressive drive by the Bears.
This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. That was Tom Brady and Kevin Burkhardt on Fox Sports. And we have a little bit of breaking news with Anthony Heron. So, Ant, you get in on this, too. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. This is from Adam Schefter. The Jets are making the expected quarterback change, switching to Tyrod Taylor from Justin Fields, per sources, as Diana Russini of The Athletic reported. So, change happening in New York for a guy we know well in Justin Fields and Tyrod Taylor.
Change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm at a point as it relates specifically to this version of the Bears. And I referenced it, I don't know, maybe about a month ago, where when the Bears were first starting to kind of get a few wins in a row, and I said to you guys, this could get to the point where the development or how decisive we are about the greatness of Caleb Williams will be secondary to just the Bears winning and the Bears becoming a playoff team. And whether or not it's because of the quarterback or with the quarterback won't matter as much. Now, we certainly don't want to see a version of Caleb Williams where they're winning in spite of him, but that ship sailed. Like, you know, Caleb Williams is a big part of the Bears winning games. That is obvious, full stop. But him looking like a top five QB one game to the next, I'm past the point of that being a big concern. Certainly not the chief concern of mine. I certainly want to see him develop down that road. But at 7-3, at the top position in the NFC North, winning 7 out of the last 8 games, this to me is a 2025 Chicago Bears story more so than a Caleb Williams story for this particular season. And I think it's a great spot for this team to be. I don't know if you guys are there yet with that. Is Caleb still kind of forefront of the cranium for you guys?
COE, baby. Caleb over everything. And here's why. Okay. And because I agree with you that this has become, if not a 2025 Bears story, certainly a Ben Johnson story more than a Caleb story. But if he doesn't have the quarterback he feels can do the things he needs to do to maximize this offense, there will be questions down the road. We don't have to answer those questions today. We don't necessarily even have to answer those questions at the end of this season. But I do think the Caleb over everything is still in play for me because of what you need to be able to be a championship team in the NFL. And that, more times than not, rare occasions, there are exceptions to every rule. You got to have a quarterback.
So I agree with the context of what you're saying, but I guess to my point is more specific to 2025. It'll benefit the Bears for Caleb to become truly elite consistently at some point. But Caleb as a sometimes passenger, like yesterday, Caleb's going to get credit or already is getting credit for that being yet another comeback that he led.
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't have anything to do with it.
No, he did not.
In the last drive of the game.
Literally.
And that's fine. He had enough to do with it throughout the rest of the game. And you had another quarterback who was a lot worse than him. And so the Bears won the game. And 11 weeks into the season, they're in first place in the division. So I think Caleb over everything, big picture, still matters. But for me, in more kind of, I guess, micro-focusing on 2025, as long as Caleb is playing well and making plays, I feel like we're seeing the development, while not necessarily I'm not as concerned with it every individual series or even every individual game. Like, Caleb didn't play that well yesterday, but frankly, I don't think Caleb or Ben Johnson were that great yesterday. But Ben Johnson, when it came down to what do we need to do to win, we're going to slow down the pace a little bit. My defense has that young quarterback befuddled enough, and when they don't have him befuddled, he's throwing it into the 10th row anyway. Let me go lead week with the game on the line on third and long and just put the most accurate kicker in Bears history on the field so we get out of here with a dub. But, like, Ben didn't have some kind of, you know, offensive mastermind game where he was able to get the advantage on the Vikings defense. He coached enough to win. Caleb did enough to win. And for this 2025 version of the Bears, I'm good with that for now as we just watch what's maybe a more methodical development than one might have thought with Caleb as number one overall pick.
So if you're just zeroing in on 2025, the question for you is very simple. For me, can the Bears win the NFC North?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, do you disagree with that?
Oh, I said get to 11 wins. You win the division. 11 is still in play.
Okay. I mean, and it's the Green Bay Packers have been a roller coaster ride. The Detroit Lions don't seem to be the team that they were during kind of the second month of the season. Now, everybody can have a finishing kick that is beyond the Bears, and we've only seen the Bears three games into the division right now. But can they win this thing? Yeah, because I think the Packers look gettable, the Lions look gettable, and the Vikings have been gotten already by the Bears. So I think they're in really strong shape to make that happen. They're at the top of the division for a reason here. Now, the schedule, of course, gets more formidable, but the beating teams with losing records, everybody who ends up with a great record in the NFL has to beat the teams with losing records, and the Bears have done that at a really high level. Now they'll get more cracks at teams who at this point, this deep into the season, we're into the second half of the year, they'll get more bites at the apple of teams with winning records. I would imagine most of those games will be close, and it'll come down to some critical play late. And in every phase of the Bears game, offensively, defensively, and special teams, we see them capable of making those critical plays late. So can they win the division? No doubt.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I want to jump in on this conversation about whether what it's about now. It's about Caleb. It's about winning. And I think through... This is where I'm with it, Big Ant. Like the Bears have played 10 games this year. I was very loud about the Vegas win. That's not a good win because you gave up 240 yards. That's earlier in the season. The Bears have played 10 games now. They're 7-3. The Bears are winners. They are winning these games. And I even have had to be like, because I don't like the whole they're finding ways to win. Well, this they are. And this is what they are. And they are winning games. Now, I think we all understand that it's in the future. Like this year, it's sustainable. In the future, if you don't have a better quarterback, if you don't have a defense that, if you don't have a better defense, because you can't depend on turnovers every single year. I think this year you can. That's part of the Bears' story this year. All of this is part of the Bears' story this year. But that's not going to take or last if other parts, including the quarterback, including the receivers, if they don't all get better. The good news, and my take on all this, Big Ant, is that they know that this team knows that, and moreover, most importantly, this head coach knows that, and he's saying it immediately after the game that it's got to get a whole hell of a lot better than that, or else this team is going to be in trouble. And I think that his predecessors knew that, and some of these other Bears teams knew that, but maybe not to the point that this team knows that next year ain't going to be as nice if they play like this.
I was going to pause for a moment just because is it Caleb over everything versus just win, baby?
Well,
kind of
no,
vibe.
But I've accepted that.
I'm in the department of just win, baby.
I kind of
okay,
am,
that,
too.
That, I wanted to hear Layla's thoughts on that,
too. But real quick, I want to make myself clear here. Like, I have come to that point. It's too late in the season for me to be sitting here and completely picking apart wins. Like, that was for early. We're 10 games going on, 11 games into
You've
the season.
Enough.
I want to respect the Bears. You know what I mean? Like, more than anything.
There we go.
I respect that they're winning
they've
games.
They've earned it
they've
at this
earned
point.
That
right?
respect. They
if
don't
they
need...
were 3-7, then let's microanalyze
Absolutely.
Every drop back. Let's microanalyze every decision.
And we'll still do that to some degree. And we'll still be critical of Caleb Williams when he doesn't make a play. But the narrative has changed. It's a fluid situation before our eyes. It's a slow-moving ship. And we've gotten to the point now where Bears are 7-3, 10 games into the season. They're winners. It's got to get better, but they are winners, and I am looking at it like that right now.
And for me, if the Bears' offense, if Caleb specifically, if he goes out and plays awful, then yeah. But point out he played awful, that makes all the sense in the world.
Right. I mean, that's a problem ultimately, but for this year now, in the
but
now,
for
in
where
the known.
They're at, like to me, yeah, in, living in the known. Yes. And I don't know, have we reached the bottom of that yet? Have we,
oh God,
have we gotten
are you
to where
kidding?
That is?
No, it's been picked up by everybody. That and Houdini were the buzzwords this week for the national broadcast.
Maybe we just landed on it. We have come to the known. We know that the Bears are winners. This is a winner team.
That's a good point, Grody.
What the degree of level of winning they're going to be, I don't know, but they deserve the respect of being winners this year.
I've been listening to you guys kind of delve into this a few different times, and I'm Grody, as much as you and I are in kismet right now about the team and the discussion, the living in the known thing, I do think you're overthinking that.
Oh,
quite
really?
A bit from what I've heard. Yeah, because it's just about confidence, man. It's about
going
into
it's confidence now. That's the 19th different answer I've gotten. Go on.
Well, it's
my point.
Semantics, I suppose, is what it comes down to, because there's different versions of a word that would associate with confidence. Because any moment that you step into a competitive situation, are you going into that moment knowing you're going to succeed? Now, no one knows the future, and so like I'm talking about myself being a soothsayer earlier, sure, I didn't know for sure that Nashawn Wright and Jordan Addison was going to be the definitive matchup that really decided the game, but I was pretty confident because I'd put the analysis hat on and I was into the film, and I felt like, yeah, that's going to really have a key role in the game, and it did. Nobody knows for sure with any certainty how things are going to play out. But when you step into that competitive endeavor, when you're in the octagon, when somebody else who's highly compensated and highly trained is trying to get an advantage on you, to do so with confidence, to do so in the known, like with what essentially has to be a knowledge that you're going to succeed, that just enhances your chances at success. That's, to me, all I hear when I hear living in the known is knowing that you're going to succeed.
Okay.
Let's play a game with Anthony. Would you like to play a game?
I would love to play a game.
Will you sing?
This is a, he might.
Oh, let's see.
Yeah, this is a dangerous path we're charting. I just want to do a brief game. Have you, as a professional athlete, had games where you and the team knew we would have to play perfect in order to win this game this week?
Ooh, perfect?
Or at least you knew you couldn't, like, you
oh, like
couldn't
really
have any
well,
mistakes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you had games where you knew based on the knowledge of your opponent and what you guys were doing at the time that you had a really good chance of winning if you did what you were supposed to be doing?
Yes.
Okay, that's the difference here. And Mark's not even listening.
Sorry.
That was important. That was actually well put, Layla. That was well put.
And then I tried to explain it and illustrate it, and Mark's here distracted by shiny things.
The one person who needed to hear what you guys were saying.
A squirrel ran by, and he didn't even hear me.
I'm sorry.
He's tuned this whole conversation out until he's confident.
You guys multitask. I've seen you typing over there, Layla.
Yeah, but this was
replying to our Twitch chat.
I thought you were having a combo with Big Ant.
No, it was for your benefit. I'm sorry. Understand it. Okay. You're the only one who wants to be obtuse about this in the known.
Okay,
thing.
Okay. So what did you say?
Enveloped.
Oh man.
So you say
I may
he's
not have
out?
Kids,
he's
but
out.
I got some mom eyes in the back of my head.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, in summation, Justin Fields has been benched. That's what this all came down to.
Oh, that's what you guys were just talking about?
Yep.
Grody has no idea what just happened.
I was just waiting for you to sing. Sorry.
Living in the know.
Does it help? It was a Bears text that I was dealing with.
Yes, it does.
Does that at all help in my problem? Okay.
Tell your mom we said hi.
It was a bear. No, it was not my mom.
Gene would never.
And if it was my mom, I think that would be excusable too. Would it not be to tune out my teammates for 30 seconds?
My mom texted. I was replying to our Twitch chat usually when I reply. Or Midway. Oh, here you go. This is from Midway Jimbo, who's a popular listener of ours. And he did say he saw you Saturday at the Walnut Room, but didn't want to bother you and your family, and he loves your segments every week. And I said, hey, Jimbo, we'll try to pass this along. And that's what I was doing.
And you did. You passed it along. Great job.
Well, and if you don't know Big Ant, what his motto is, look, if I don't care if you come up to me, but not at the Walnut Room. Stay away from me if I am at the Walnut Room.
This is my time.
Yeah, keep your ass away from me. So
that's my well-known creed that I live by. Do not mess with me at the Walnut Room, man. They got great desserts. They got a chicken. Chicken pot pie that is to die for.
Who doesn't love a chicken pot pie?
But Texter says Grody is living in the unknown.
I love that. He went to his accurate.
Fair enough.
It's a very 2025 thing when you want somebody to listen
way,
and get a text that is important.
One of the great games of DeAndre Swift's career. I'll be able to describe why in more detail later tonight because I know we got
to run
here.
I love a tease.
But man, I was impressed with DeAndre Swift yesterday.
I agree with
that,
especially to the left side. I thought that he was the reason the Bears were able to get back into the game outside of Devin Duvernay.
I heard that.
Yes. All right, Ant, we love you.
You can hear Ant tonight from 6 to 7:45. That leads up to the coverage of Bulls and Nuggets right here on 670 The Score. Ant, thanks for having fun with us, as you always do.
Thanks, Ant. We'll try to get Mark to listen to you next time.
Maybe.
My favorite three midday hosts in all of Chicagoland.
Aww.
I'm touched.
I want to believe that. I do. I really want to believe that.
Coming up next here on Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, Marshall was part of a little moment that's going viral. Sometimes the moments come to you.
Yeah, you know, I have fun with high school football, but you know what? I have more fun with animals.
Don't we all?
Yeah. They make everything better.
Nature visited Marshall.
Really?
Yep. We're going to talk about it next.
Good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.